The National Water and Sewage Corporation has rejected the demands from various stakeholders in Kampala to pump water from underground. The corporation insists that the only source of water will be the treated safe water managed by the National Water and Sewage Corporation. The corporation said it has been receiving requests from individuals and institutions to allow them dig underground water sources in their Kampala localities since 1993, but declined to the demands on the basis that Kampala City lacks sanitation. According to the senior advisor of engineering services at the National Water and Sewage Corporation, engineer Alex Gisagara, underground water would cause more sickness due to the uncontrollable and unregulated monitoring of contamination.
And they are going to cause even hotels and other places, even Sheraton, requested for underground, and it's not manageable to contain, to control, and to monitor. Minister of Health has always had so many engagements with Minister of Water and National Water, so to make sure that we don't have this epidemics come again to Kampala. We have been having a break. So imagine if it starts in the hospital and women's hospital. Cross contamination, when you obstruct and you have piped water system together in the same tanks, in the facilities, how do you monitor? How do you sample to identify and identify a point of pollution or infection? So it's a very big chapter to discuss.